Yeah, really looking forward to it. Really looking forward to going home and competing in my home city, Cork. I haven't done that for I don't know how long, so really excited about it.
I understand the first leg of the series was very successful in Limerick on June 5th.
They say that I'm based in the UK, so I don't know too much about the Limerick venue, but yeah, I really wanted to make the effort to go to the Cork venue, being my home city. So, you know, all family and friends and any supporters will be coming along, and I'm sure it'll be a great event for everyone.
I understand you're taking your 17-year-old mare Tinka's Serenade as well, who of course Manny will know from the Olympics.
Yeah, she's been an unbelievable servant to me and to the Irish team for many years. She's jumped, I don't know how many clears on Super League teams. She's competed the Olympics, World Championships, European Championships, so she's plenty of experience under her belt, and hopefully we'll have a good evening on Friday night. I mean, horses aren't machines, so you just keep your fingers crossed and hope they're on good form.
Indeed. And the lineup in general is very strong. Kian O'Connor is coming down, Greg Broderick, Dermot Lennon. So the best of Irish show jumping in Cork tomorrow night.
Yeah, I mean, we have great riders, great horses, and recently we've been doing really well on the Nations Cup circuit. They're all extremely competent jockeys, and I'm sure it'll be very competitive, and it definitely won't be a giveaway, that's for sure.
I was just about to ask what the form of the horses is like coming into tomorrow night's event.
Yeah, I mean, my mare, I'd been in Rome. She was fourth in some good classes in Rome, and she brings some good form into the event. So I'm repeating myself, but she's very, very experienced. She's very talented. So I'd be hoping for, you know, a decent result on Friday evening with her.
And will you compete in the Puissance, do you know, at this stage?
I will, yeah. I wanted to try to make the effort to compete in both the events. So I have a friend that's lending me a horse for the Puissance class. I think it's jumped up to 2 meters with another jockey. So it's a bit. I'm chancing my arm a little bit, but I wanted to make an effort to compete in the class. And it's a real crowd thriller, the Puissance class. And I thought it was really important to make an effort to compete in the class. So I'm going to borrow a horse and give it a go.
Great stuff. It sounds like you're really looking forward to coming back to Cork for this.
I am. It's great too because we compete so often abroad. I don't normally get the chance to come home and see my mum, who runs a successful riding school there for the last 30 years. And it's great to go home and see all the family and friends and sort of hook up with all the people I've known for years, you know.
Great. And the other aspect of jumping in the city is the charity element, Billy. The series has been partnered with Special Olympics Ireland, so those attending the event will have the opportunity to support equestrian athletes who will represent Ireland at the Special Olympic World Games this summer.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. That's a great achievement. I think HSI have done an unbelievable job getting this all pulled together. It's a sort of a unique thing, and I hope the locals come out and support the event and support the charity. And yeah, hopefully it's an entertaining night for everybody. I'm sure it will be, considering all the great riders that are competing there. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Great stuff. That's Jumping in the City. It's at Cork Greyhound Stadium tomorrow night, Friday, starting at 6:15. Billy, thank you so much for taking your time to speak to us.
That's a pleasure. Thank you.